Independence Day, einige der Details ihrer Grafik.
Halacha brought down in the Ramah in Siman Reish Mem Beis. Hagar says the Ramah, the first Siman in Siman Reish Mem Beis, Noigin Lolosh Kadesh Yechala, the Noig to need dough, Kadesh Yechala, the amount of the Sheikh Chala, Pabayas, Lassus Mehem, Lachomim, in order to make rolls, Buns, Lepsoy Alem, Beshabbos to cut. So the Mara he brings here smach and molchay reish masech zochtam. So let's actually see where the makor is this. So there's a very interesting Yerushalmi, more than in the Torah in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Yerushalmi says, Reb Chiya mafkid l'rav iat yochel lemeichel.
Chodesh
shata b'tayra. If you can eat the whole year b'tayra, then you should eat. If you can't eat the whole year b'tayra, then at least you should eat 7 days b'tayra. Because of Rav Yezri, kibalti elu heim shiva yom shivin Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. I was in Kabul. But these 7 days are between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Adkan. So you're going to ask, l'chayra, what happened the rest of the days? B'kayrois and zayin yamim. During the days of Rosh Hashanah, you didn't need to eat b'tayra. Of course you can eat b'tayra. I didn't need to tell you that. Why? The person took the time off b'regal. And there's only 7 days, meaning starting from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Out of the 9 days, you've got 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so there, anyway, you've got some time b'regal, so you've only got 7 days left. That's why he needed to warn him about those 7 days. Well, Cain ends off the tour. Noigin ba'ashkenaz she'afmi she'ein nizav pashal goyim pa'aseres yimei tshuva hu nizav. A person's not makpid on past pelta, then during the seres yimei tshuva you should be careful. That's nice where the makor is about, or with Noig during the Noig not to have past pelta during the seres yimei tshuva. The Darkei Moshe over here, he wants to say it's got a different smara. Darkei Moshe brings a mantra. It's actually, I don't know if it's actually quoted in our mantra, but it's quoted in the Ran end of Rosh Hashanah. Because of Tamacha, Shepshita Shabiyomta, Hoyle Pastoi. Why is it Taki didn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah? Because it's Poshab Yomta, you've got Pastoi. Because everyone bakes in the house, everyone needs in the house, l'chvoid yomtov. I'll come and show you. So he says, v'zeh yesh linoik lolosh cholecha v'beis l'chvoid yomtov, and therefore from here is the minog to bake in your house, to make dough in your house, l'chvoid yomtov. The minog is from here. That's what he says. Now l'chayo, we've only seen over here that l'chvoid yomtov is in. The problem is, he's missing a day. What happened about Shabbos? Says the Darkei Moshe of Shabbos, Mashal Dein Tzarech. It's Mashma that Shabbos, there's no Indian in baking the Choyd Shabbos. Why? Dim Kein Lo Yin Hashem, Rak Vav Yomim. The Chol come out. There's only 6 days left. There's only 6 days. Why is he telling him to bake? So you should make for 7 days? Because only 6 days. Because anyway, for Shabbos. And it says, you would anyway bake the Choyd Shabbos. So Shabbos isn't included. That's what he says. Lemaisa, the Darkei Moshe finishes off and he says, Miu minit, ha minit b'chol mokum la'asos enough for Shabbos. The minit is that we bake also for Shabbos. And he brings a very interesting request. He says, Matakonis Ezra, shetehei isha mashgemes v'ayfibar of Shabbos. Takonis Ezra, the Gemara Bob Kampay base, brings 10 Takonis Ezra's in a second. And one of them was, The Ishtar Mashkeh Masefer by Erev Shabbos. The only problem is that if you have a look in the Gemara there, the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says two things. Firstly, it says Mashkemas Va'ifa, she gets up and she bakes, doesn't say Erev Shabbos. And now Gemara doesn't say that, and neither does it. And it says Kedei Shiyah Motzei La'anim, it should be for La'anim. Nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. He's just saying us as a comment. It's nice to speak about it. There's a lot of read over here about it, whether some are going, some of the Rishonim are going in the Gemara by Erev Shabbos. The Darkamish finishes says, "Afi shein rai kol kach mishum dehosam oifah belavach." He would cook, he would bake belavachi. Mikol mokum roin deisbe mishum kavod Shabbos. There is elements of kavod Shabbos. Hol v'nokat erev Shabbos, he takes on the week. It does say erev Shabbos, but lachein and shalos haminug. Therefore, one shouldn't change the minug, and the minug is on erev Shabbos that we bake challahs. That's what he wants to derive from Darkamish. So, the Magen Avraham over here, the Magen Avraham by us in Hilchos Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham, see, he asked the Kashi, he says, Dadra, Mishamach, the Shabbos ain't Tzorach Lizoy. It's Mashma from, or we've seen in the tool that on Shabbos you'd often be Zoy about making Chalas for Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham, where's the Raya from? V'ni nire Raya, lozeh mitaynis daf chofei. I mean, a raya from Tanis Daf Chafei is supposed to make Chalas for Shabbos. To the Visu, to Rav Chanina, the famous story of the wife of Rav Chanina, Kol Erev Shabbos Haitza Hasekes Hatano, she would light up the oven, Shayesruim Shayev Pas, she would make out, Kibla, she was making pass for Kavod Shabbos. That's where the Magen Avraham wants to bring a raya from, the Kavod Shabbos, she would make Chalas, because the wife of Rav Chanina. That's his raya. And then he finishes off and he says, I bring you another reason, he says, V'gam, Kedei Lekayim Mitzvah Chalas. In order to make the mitzvah of challah, lefi she'ibda chalosay shel oilam, because she was ma'abed chalosay shel oilam. What's that talking about? It explains the Maksa Shekel. He says, "What's leiv hashulchan aruch leos?" Sorry. Adam Rishon shay chalosay shel oilam. Adam Rishon is called chalosay shel oilam. Why? What's leiv? K'moy she'isam adukenas l'deir pashas challah. Just like the dough is masukan through being mafresh challah. The world was created, the purpose was for Adam Rishon. So the world only became a world without the creation of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was created in Erev Shabbos. And he made the chet al yidei chava on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, it's the tikkun of Chalosei Shaloylam, because Adam Rishon should be on Erev Shabbos. That is the Indian say Chala on Erev Shabbos. That's what I'm going to wrong brings, and that's what the Machzor Shekel explains it. So, Lemaisa, we've come out here with two main reasons. He's saying Mitzad covered Shabbos, and second of all, Mitzad the Indian Afrosh Chala. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah on the spot says, Kedei she'echala, haynu levad she'alisha va'afir hu mechlal kovod Shabbos v'yom tov. Besides the fact that lisha and afir is including kovod Shabbos v'yom tov, k'moy she'mesan le'basoif, oy yesh v'zetan, there's another reason, kedei l'kai mitzvahs chal. Lefi she'ibdas odom rishon, shayach chalosei shalaylam, sh'nivra b'erev Shabbos, because she was ma'abad odom rishon, he was chalosei shalaylam that was created in Erev Shabbos. All quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. And he finishes off and he says, v'ayim b'achorayim, Dafilo anoigim nechel paspal to shalei yehudi b'choil, even those who eat paspal to shal a goy on choil, mekolcha b'shabbos v'yomtov nochin yizor shalei lechel kimi pas yisrael nekovet shabbos v'yomtov. We see it's mucha from the tool that on Shabbos v'yomtov one should be makbid. Besides, for the tzeis yirin tshuva, also on Shabbos v'yomtov one should be careful not to eat pas of akum. He brings that way, obviously, poshut. If you haven't got, then avadi yikam. Al kaponim, those are the two main reasons, and he brings as well this Indian of not eating pas palta. There's another reason actually brought down based on this, the fact that it's a tikkun for chalosei shaloylam for the Mishnah, the Kiddushin Chalach says, therefore dafka a woman should be makbid to take the challah, not a man. He's not saying she's not allowed to, he's saying but it's better that a woman should take rather than a man, because she's bringing the tikkun because she was the one who caused the chait. There's another Indian is, there's a Yaivutz, and the Rechavim, Kutum Arich, says, in order you should have fresh hot challahs. Why? A dugma of lechem apanim that we baked in Erev Shabbos. Brings right from the pasuk in Shmuel. The pasuk in Shmuel says lechem cham hayuk b'biyoyim halakhoi. Fresh bread on the day when the lechem apanim is taken away, you've got new fresh bread on Erev Shabbos. Lechayu is an afkamin, which the reasons will be when one should bake the challahs. Because if it's has covered Shabbos, then lechayua, it's has covered Shabbos, lechayu could even do it on Thursday afternoon, Friday, you see, Thursday night. You see, there's any starting covered Shabbos even from earlier, before Erev Shabbos. Whereas if it's has hafroshas challah, or it's had a lechem apanim, then daf could be lechayu on Erev Shabbos itself.
Oh,
so we'll get to that, yeah. We'll come back to that. The bi'alocha, very interesting bi'alocha, a very sharp bi'alocha actually, here on the spot, he says like this, he says, we covered Shabbos, v'yesh lo zeh remez b'kosuv. There's a remez in the pasuk. The pasuk in the Torah, remez in the Torah for baking challahs l'chavod Shabbos. V'hoi b'yem ha-shishi, v'echino aseh she'yaviu, aseh she'toifu oifu. There's an Indian of baking for Shabbos. Mashma, yesh le'efois b'erev Shabbos, l'ochel l'shabbos. Mash one should bake an Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Says the Bi'alocha, Gam b'zman ha'gemorah hay minik kavur lezeh. B'zman ha'gemorah as well, there was a minik kavur to bake challahs for Erev Shabbos. And he finishes off quite stark. He says, V'avaniseinu harabim. He doesn't quote that often. Seinu harabim, ha'yoy mischilu eizu noshin hashbis ha'minik ahu. The women got rid of this minik, v'loichim in ha'ifa, and they buy from the bakers. I don't mean to put any bakeries down, but V'lav Shafi Alti is not doing correct. The Maknitim Bazaar Kavod Shabbos, they're taking away from Kavod Shabbos. As I say in Be'alacha. So the Shaila is why Taka, what Taka, we're so much on nowadays. So there's those who say, so we have a very interesting Shaila in Shabbos B'Shabbatai, Sefer Hilch Shabbos B'Shabbatai from Reb Karl. So he brings over from Belyasha, very interesting, he says, what happens, he says, if the challahs of the shop taste nicer than your wife's, what do you do? He says, b'chei agam l'anachanami, he said, the whole Indian of the challahs is only Shabbos. So he goes, oh, he says, if the shops taste nicer, so fine, so buy from the shops. The maisa, the so in case I de-promoted the shops now, I've promoted it. So, the maisa, the early Tzion, Tzion Abashar, he wants to say that this whole din of that the halacha was talking about then when they just make regular bread, but now they make nice challahs and proper challahs fresh for the covered Shabbos. He says, Mela, we can be same on the shops. The shops is good enough for your covered Shabbos, you can have your challahs from the shop. Now, another interesting shayla would be, according to this, is. Based on this halacha of bakery challahs or wife challahs, so I've got a mixture. Wife didn't make enough challahs, so now I've got a mixture. I've got baked challahs and we've got halacha that when you've got a choice of making a broch on two things, you always take the bigger one. So I've got two challahs in front of me. I've got my wife's challah and the bakery's challah. The difference is, very often the women's challahs are much smaller than the shops. The shops make big ones. So the chayla halacha that you should make on the Midini should make on the sharp ones first. So Rabbi Yashav, he says, Anachanam, Midini should make on the sharp ones first. But if it's going to be Pegei Be'ishtar, I'll Shalom Ba'is, how do you make on the small, on the, yeah. What? Chobib?
Yeah.
Comes before what?
Before.
Oh, so you say it, sir? Okay. No, Anachanam.
You like it better.
Chobib comes before God. That's not true. Rabbi says, Midina, you should be taking the garden first, but the mice. No, we're not saying it said. Ah, you're saying it said Chavid, which we were there first. So he said Nachanami. He's Moise, he's Nachanami. He's saying, if Taka that, if that's it. Even if not, then that's Nachanami. Correct. Interesting that any rabbi brings the shame, the Sefer Kavanos, that on Leil Shabbos a person should cut the challahs on a, he should choose the a medium challah in the morning on the big challah, and third sudah on the smaller challah. Kishronach says, because he says covered yom is odif, the meisa, there's those who say that it's not the minig at all, I haven't seen that minig the meisa, but yeah. Al kol panim, Another interesting thing, if a woman doesn't have, if one week she bakes challahs every week, right, so 1 week she hasn't got time, or she's not feeling good or something like that, does she have to matinee them? Nice, there's a famous Dogma Ravava, Nadi Yehuda, in Yehudea, Hilchos Hadorim, and he says there, that L'chayra, in such a thing, since she's not doing it, it's had stam, she just doesn't want to do it, she's got oinus or something, and a das is taka to go back to the official thing that she does, maybe you'd have to be matinez on it. There's also interesting, Agos Maimonides says, in End of Hilchos Hadorim, he says, L'maisa, Bashas of Foshas Chala is Ace Watson. So, Mila, but it's Malcolm to say tefillah, like we say about Lachas Neos to say tefillah, but Bashas of Foshas Chala as well, say Ace Watson, you should make it say tefillah. We're left with one Shaila. I mean, like many Shailas, but one particular one, and that is a very classic one. As we know, Shia Chala is, you have to have a Shia of flour. What is a Shia? So, we know the famous machlekes of Chaim Noah and the Chaznish. The mite of the least shear to take challah on, even without a bracha, is about 1.2 kilo. Reb Chaim Noah says, once you've got 1/2 of a kilo, you can make with a bracha. The Chaznish, you have to have 2.25 kilo to take challah. Now, in very many houses, I don't think that amount is going to... You're going to need that amount to bake challahs for one chance. So, you have a choice in front of you. What should I do now? On the one hand, she wants to take challah. But if she takes challah, she's going to have to make either 1.66 or 2. Or certainly, she's going to have the shear. The ma'isa, it's all very nice. She bakes on the Erev Shabbos, but the ma'isa is going to last 3 weeks. So, what's better? Should she bake challahs and take challah? Or rather, should she make a small quantity? So, it's like it is in the poskim. Some poskim want to say.
Because she's going to lose out.
She's going to lose it. Correct. So, on the other hand, she'll have... they've both got minus, right? Both minus and swings. So, there's no place to say that it's better that she should bake one lot and take Shia Challah and have it for a few weeks. Chaim Kanievsky wrote to me, Kirut Tzayna. Whichever one. They're both good. Whichever one she wants to do. Val Kolponim will have to be careful like this. If, in the event... that you take a decide, you're going to be mafresh, you're going to make a big shia, and you're going to have the shia challah. So the best way would be, taka, to bake the full, to have the full lot, bake the full lot, and that's it, and you're covered to, you're covered, now you're going to take challah, for the next few weeks, you baby, you're going to take challah, but you'll have challahs. So you do, as I say, you put them in the oven before Shabbos, and they'll be nice and hot for Shabbos. But some people want to make it, no. Going to have a proper fresh challah. It's not fresh unless it's baked. It's still the dough, right? So what do? So what they'll do is they'll tack and make the whole dough. They've got the shea challah now. They'll bake now for this week and then put the rest as a dough in the freezer and keep it for the following weeks. Problem as that is there's a pisli tshuva. Pisli tshuva brings a very many flakes of pesachim. Brings many pesachim. We'll hold both ways. Some pesachim want to say that the halach is that unless you're baking it all in one shot, then you're not allowed to make fresh challah. It's not the stuff to make challah. You've got to bake the whole thing in one shot.
Even if you have challah from the dough.
Even if you have challah from the dough, you have to know that you're going to be baking the whole lot. You bake the whole lot. That's how it works. Other person.
Like pizza pies, they semi-bake them, and then you have to, when you bake them in they don't fully bake them in the shops. So
right.
Pizza pies.
That's how they make it.
That's what I heard, yeah.
So there's
eights. I tackled to mention that. There's eights they bring. They say that if someone doesn't make challah, what they could do is one eight was to bake cakes for Kabbalah Shabbos. If you don't make challah, you can bake cakes for Kabbalah Shabbos. And the other one is they bring down that some places what they do is they buy from the bakery in order at least to be if they're not going to make challah themselves, buy from the baker the dough. Be makfish challah from it and give it back to the baker to bake. That's the thing.
The bakery sells.
Yeah.
Ready to make your own challah. I mean, it's really a shape of challah.
Right.
So if you buy that to make it next week, how do you be makfish challah?
That's a problem. It could be that they have a whole lot, so the amount altogether of their own challahs that they're making, that will be enough, as long as they've got the shea challah. Anyway, the Maisa, he says, so there's other person comes in, the Pischetua brings, there's others who hold that as long as you're baking, you know you're going to bake the challah, it's going to be the same person baking it, then it's good enough, you're allowed to separate it. The end of the day, Shlomo Zalman, the Maisa says, fine, be ma'afish challah, but not with a bracha. The other Shaykh Taliyah, he says, you're allowed to make a bracha. Thank you.